In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. People everywhere in the world are shouting the same thing this morning that we were. People in, not just in Germany and Norway and Sweden and America, people in Korea and China and Australia and Canada and Chile and the Philippines, everywhere. They're crying out the same thing that we are, and that is, He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And we should. It's a great day. It's, you know, we got the flowers and the trumpets from the organ, and it's a day that we should shout out loud. Well, of course, we're Lutherans, we can't do that, but you know, kind of celebrate in a Lutheran way that this is the big day, Christ's resurrection. And yet, how different today is in the way we feel with our 2,000 years of hindsight on this thing, how different it is here than it was in that first Easter Sunday. The women and the other men disciples, they don't know if they're afoot or horseback. There is a gloom hanging over them like a toxic cloud. They are disillusioned. They are disappointed. Their dreams are shattered. Their hopes are gone. And they don't know what to do. So the women decide to do what the women did, their custom in that country, and that is to go and anoint the body with spices. They just wanted to go and be close to the Lord if they could. And you can tell they're grieving heavily because they can't even think straight. Because if they could, they would have realized it's not going to do any good once we go to the tomb. We can't get in there. There's that huge rock and then the armed guards. So what's the point of even going there? But they're grieving so much that they just keep putting one foot in front of the other and saying, oh, well, we'll just go be close to the Lord if we can. So that's what they were doing. They went to the tomb expecting nothing. And when they got there, they got everything. The stone was rolled away. There was a young man sitting on the stone. He said, do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go on ahead to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And the ending of the Gospel of Mark, the short ending of Mark, this is how it ends. And they all were scared and ran away. That's the end of the Gospel. Fortunately, we got Matthew and Luke and John to tell us some of the other stuff that happened afterwards. And, you know, people later on, redactors, added a longer ending to Mark. You can look it up in your Bible if you want to, so that it gave the things that happened after that. But in some ways, I kind of like that truncated, cut off, brief ending of Mark, because it leaves the women and the disciples kind of where we are many times. It leaves them wondering. It leaves them, can this really be true? And how can this be? They're at their lowest ebb, their lowest point, and that's where it stops. And then the rest of the gospel, the Easter story, has to be what they make it from there on out. You can write your own ending to this, kind of, your story of Easter resurrection. They're at the cemetery, and now they flee, and they don't know what to do. When I was a kid, I spent a lot of time in the cemetery. Our two farmsteads, the farms we were renting then, were bracketed the church, school, and the cemetery. And I used to jump the fence and walk through the cemetery all the time to go to school. But it was also a great place. It had real big pine trees, and it was a good place for crow hunting. Did a lot of crow hunting that when it was legal. And then I shot a lot of gophers in amongst the tombstones and so forth. And then we played hide and seek out there. It was a great place, you know, obviously a lot of places to hide. Great place when PTA was going on. And then, you know, it kind of scary. The clouds would go in the fall, and then you could hear the wind whooshing through those big pine trees. It was a neat place at night with the full moon and the clouds. And when we got older, we used to try to take girls in there to scare the pants off of them. But that never worked, by the way. I'm confessing that now. wouldn't tell you if it did. But but it was a place, you know, to play. And I didn't mean any disrespect by that. I didn't know. I was not yet aware of the hard rules of life and death in the cemetery. But one overcast day in April of 1968, I became aware of that, because that's the day we buried my grandfather in that cemetery. He was the first person close to me that I ever watched buried, and especially in that cemetery. And from then on, that cemetery seemed a little bit different. It seemed quite a bit different. I took the loader tractor and pushed the dirt in the grave because I thought Grandpa would appreciate that. He was a practical, faithful man. The tractor he ran so much, I think he'd have been proud of me, getting on the tractor and shoving that dirt in. And that was kind of my version of what the women were doing to go anoint the body with spices. Mine was, go push the dirt in Grandpa's grave. But the women and the disciples had been, they'd been kind of playing in the cemetery too. They had followed the leader, Jesus the teacher, and they had thumbed their nose at death when they saw Lazarus raised from the grave. They saw great opportunities, Jesus feeding 5,000 people with one little boy's lunchbox. It was a heck of a game for them. And now it wasn't. Now it was destruction and sadness and grief and death. And I think that's where the Gospel of Mark helps us, because it puts us with the women and the disciples. It puts us in that position that we often run into in life. When things are at their lowest ebb, that's kind of where the Gospel of Mark ends, where people are dispirited and scared and confused and lost. It takes us there. And it might be times in our life, you know, we all have them, where maybe it's that, you know, our girlfriend sends us a Dear John letter, or maybe we get a phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning. You ever get a good phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning? I never have either. Or the highway patrol calls at midnight, or the hospital at 2, or, you know, it's something bad usually. Or some other, we're bankrupt, or we get a pink slip at our job. I don't know, whatever it is. That's where the gospel meets us at this point. Because the difference is now that it doesn't matter what happens to us. That is not the end. It doesn't matter what tragic thing happens along the way. Well, it matters, but it doesn't ultimately matter, because Christ has conquered death. He is risen. Indeed he is, hallelujah. And that colors everything in our existence. It makes a difference in everything, because we know that this isn't permanent here. But the other thing we know is that it's not just like term life insurance, it only pays off when you die. It's that Jesus, the Lord, is with us now. That whatever it is we're going through, we're not going through it alone. And we can take a lot if we have somebody along with us that's going through it with us, like the Lord going through the Red Sea with the children of Israel. He didn't dip them out of it. He walked through there with them. And the Lord God will walk through us with whatever troubles we have too. That's what Easter Sunday morning means. It means that we may be discouraged, but we cannot be defeated. We may be kicked in the teeth from time to time, but we cannot be kept down. We may be put in a bad spot, but we cannot be hopeless. We may even be killed, but we cannot be kept dead, because he is risen. So today we celebrate that with Christians all over the world, and we recognize that this life is short, and there is a life eternal waiting for us. And that in this life, the Lord, and until that time, the Lord will be with us. As my old colleague, Scotty, Chaplain Scotty, used to say at the hospital, and I think his African-American background helped him to understand this in times of suffering. But he used to say, well, it feels like Good Friday, but Easter's a-coming. Easter's a-coming. And I still love that when he would say that. And that's what I would say to you too. Easter's a-coming. In fact, it's here. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.